This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
California, but the Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed at least 29 lives. A county official says six more sets of remains were found yesterday.
Those remains recovered were located in Paradise. Five of them were in homes. One was in a vehicle.
At least 228 people listed as missing in that vicinity. The death toll overall in Florida from the wildfire stands at 31. President Trump just back from a weekend in France to mark the end of World War I, arguing in tweets this morning again that nations of the world should pay their fair share for protection. The president tweeting the U.S. pays large portions for other countries' military protection while also losing hundreds of billions of dollars in unfair trade deals. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
A great deal of talk on the Sunday morning news shows about the appointment of Matthew Whitaker to be acting attorney general following the forced resignation of Jeff Sessions. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, not happy with it. He says this should concern every American.
He's already prejudged the Mueller situation. If he stays there, he will create a constitutional crisis by inhibiting Mueller or firing Mueller.
On the flip side, presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway says
he's not slotting in somebody that's an old friend or somebody he thinks that he's discussed the Mueller investigation with at length. There's actually no evidence to me that Mr. Whitaker knows anything about the ongoing Mueller investigation.
Two U.S. Navy aviators safe after their fighter jet crashes in the Philippine Sea near Okinawa today. The FAA 18 Hornet experiencing mechanical problems. The crew ejected and are now aboard the USS Ronald Reagan in good condition. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Back to those wildfires in California, several celebrities are among the hundreds that have lost homes in the Southern California fires. Gerard Butler taking to Twitter, Robin Thicke also taking to Instagram and saying their homes are gone. Actress Bianca Blanco posting that she watched her home burn to the ground. Hundreds of homes in the area have been lost, and Lady Gaga, Scott Baio, and Guillermo del Toro have been forced to evacuate. Fans worried about the Bachelor Mansion after watching a home nearby turn into a charred pile of rubble, but that mansion has so far been okay. Arizona State Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema continues to extend her lead over Republican Martha McSally. The latest vote count has Sinema ahead by over 32,000 votes. There are still over 160,000 ballots, though, that have not been counted in Arizona. The winner could become Arizona's first female senator, would take over for Jeff Flake, who announced he wasn't seeking re-election. And an increasing number of homes in America are valued at $1 million or more, and that number keeps rising. An analysis by real estate research firm Trulia finds that more than 3 million homes are worth $1 million, 3.6% of all U.S. homes, making that list. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about. Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got a lot to talk about this hour. Trish Regan from Fox Business News is going to be with us. Jordan Goodman takes a look at the economy post the midterms. And, of course, as always, the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, the one, the only, Megan Barth right now. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm in Kauai. I'm overlooking the bay here in Kauai. That's just absolutely in Poipu Beach, probably one of the top snorkeling beaches in all of the planet. It is just fantastic. So no complaints here on this end.
Well, and it's dark 30 there.
Yeah, it is. It is, so it's hard to see. but it's good. It's good. It's good to be here with you. And let's take a look at what they were talking about on Sunday. Boy, I'll tell you, the Dems, it's almost like they're so easily gaffed, with the release and the acceptance of of President Trump's, invitation to leave. Jeff Sessions leaves and Matt Whitaker comes in. And Matt's been on the show many times, been able to talk with him on several occasions. Found him to be extremely reasonable. Of course, did a great job as at acting, as the right hand to Jeff Sessions. And, I thought Trump made a good choice, an exceptional choice in elevating Matt to the acting AG position. But it has driven the Dems nuts, and they just are in anticipation that because of something that Matt had opined on, about a year ago, about, some possibility, all of a sudden it's like as if it's the gospel and this is what he's going to do.
Yeah, don't you find it funny that Democrats never recuse themselves?
No.
Ever. We have Rod Rosenstein, we have Mueller, we had James Comey, we have plenty of others that should have recused themselves because of their compromised relationships, but that never happened. Mm-hmm. So I always judge how well we're doing by the hysterical reaction of the left. If they are in hysterical throes, that means we're doing something right.
Right.
And so this hysteria over this appointment tells me who they fear the most, and that is the acting AG.
Well, why would you want anybody involved in the government to not do their job? I mean, to me, that's just so irresponsible from the get-go. And to your earlier point, if anybody should be recusing themselves, shouldn't it be Rosenstein? I mean, his name is all over so many questionable documents, FISA approvals and, things that he's done with Mueller. I mean, and we're not even talking Mueller yet in terms of recusal. It's not like he comes in with the purest of hands, does he?
Well, no. And, of course, you have the Southern District of New York, who acts as a legal arm of the Democrat Party, who stormed the lawyers' offices under Mueller's direction of Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen, yes.
When that happened, I thought, well, all bets are off now, and their enemies list is just going to grow much larger and longer if they're able to get away with these types of Gestapo tactics, violating attorney-client privilege being the utmost concern of mine. When nothing is sacred, then we all will live in fear that we will have our Fourth Amendment, our Fifth Amendment, our Sixth Amendment, our First Amendment, our Second Amendment stripped, because that truly is the goal of the Democrat Party, is that they view our constitutional rights as being modified, changed, or bending according to their political philosophy and will.
And I think it's... No, go ahead.
And it was told to us in no uncertain terms by Hillary Clinton, a couple things. Number one, the Republicans were her enemy, and she compared Republicans to the mullahs in Iran. And number two, the Democrats were not going to be civil unless they regained power. And come hell or high water, they will grab that power as legal or as illegal as need be.
And, of course, we're seeing that taking place, whether it's in Florida, Arizona, and in Georgia. You mentioned Hillary Clinton. Remember, during the campaign, she said on a couple of occasions she was concerned that, you know, that Trump was going to be the kind of guy that was going to go after his political opponents, quite rich, that it is the Dems, all under the guise of Bob Mueller, who are going after the political enemies of the Democrats.
Yes, and the Southern District of New York going after their political enemies, which is the Democrats. A lot of corruption comes out of the Southern District of New York. But they will go after their political enemies as they did the Tea Party, as they did Katherine Engelbrecht, who is the founder of True the Vote down in Houston. She saw massive voting irregularities when she just volunteered to be a poll watcher, decided to open up her own 501c3. And after she opened up that 501c3, she had every federal agency knocking on her small family business, auditing her personal bank account, auditing her family business. Never in 25 years did she come under pressure from any federal agency. And all of a sudden, because she wants to open up a 501c3, which would strengthen the electoral process and restore election integrity, specifically to Houston, she became an enemy of the Barack Obama administration. And Katherine Engelbrecht's True the Vote testimony can still be found on YouTube. It is riveting. I just posted it on my personal Facebook page on Reagan Babe, if you'd like to find it there.
Excellent. Well, you've been doing a lot of studying and follow-up on voter fraud. And, of course, what's happening out of Florida doesn't surprise you. Some people, again, are realizing, as we look at this, is that it's more of the same. I mean, there is reports that in 2012, there were 200,000 registered Florida voters who were non-citizens. And, of course, the question is, if that was the case in 2012, what does it look like today?
Right,
and this is according to NBC. By the way, it's not you know, some conspiratorial organization that's reporting this.
Right, and I've been talking about voter fraud since the 2016 election, since we uncovered some here in Nevada, and basically the fundamental issue is dirty voter rolls yield dirty elections. There is not one state in our union that checks the citizenship of registered voters. So what happens is you have these massive voter registration drives, specifically held by Democrats and all of their coordinated agencies, whether those be SEIU, Culinary Union, other George Soros operations.
Let's try the DMV in California, okay? How's that?
Well, exactly. The DMV in California has not worked with the Secretary of State to clean their voter rolls. No states have really worked to clean their voter rolls because we have non-citizens, dead citizens, still on the rolls. In L.A. County, for example, there are 140% more people registered than exist.
Well, the thing that I find quite rich, though, Megan, right before we run to break here, is that how people die Republican, but they come back as Democrats somehow. It's quite a phenomenon. More from Megan Barth right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
God help.
Marcus live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. In 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of BreakingBabe.com, Megan Barth is with us. Megan, just a really quick, a couple quick updates. This is breaking. A sealed ballot box was just found by Broward Sheriff's Office, and a Broward County employee has signed an affidavit admitting election staff filling out blank ballots. But we're told no voter fraud. Let's move on. You know, the Jedis are in control, so nothing here to see. So let's just move on. And, of course, our former Attorney General, the one and only Eric Holder, who is now leading the charge for California, swears, looks straight in the camera and says, absolutely no voter fraud whatsoever. It's a total, you know, total fallacy.
Right. They want us to believe this is a conspiracy theory. So what are they hiding?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, this is why, if they don't want, if the left doesn't want you to talk about something, you better start screaming about something.
Well, you know, to your point here,
we don't want to talk about it. So
right.
Thereby, we all need to have a national conversation of what we're witnessing right now. And what we're witnessing right now is a prelude to the hijack of the 2020 election. I said when the Democrats rigged the election against Bernie Sanders, why wouldn't they not try to rig the national election against Donald Trump? And so the foreign meddling in our election is not coming from Russia. Okay,
yes.
It's coming from illegal aliens that are on our rolls, dirty voter rolls. And when you see Gillum's lawyer and Bill Nelson's lawyer in Florida fighting on behalf of illegal aliens to keep their votes on the rolls, that shows you exactly where the Democrats are going. They want to give illegal aliens the right to vote like they did in San Francisco. Supposedly only in school board elections are those illegal aliens allowed to vote. In Maryland, they give illegal aliens the right to vote in a city council election, and that is just a microcosm of what they are going to do, because the Democrats can't win fairly. They have to win by cheating, and they want to strip American citizens of their voice and give a voice to illegal aliens who have no business of being here.
Yeah, this is, you know, and the thing is amazing about this is all this, you know, conspiracy and stuff, it surrounds the Democratic Party. It's endless. I mean, you mentioned Bill Nelson's attorney. You mentioned Gillum's attorney. Interesting that he has roots with the Hillary Clinton campaign and also GPS. What does that tell you?
Well, yeah, the corrupt cabal runs deep. You know, I was watching Chris Wallace, the Sunday show with Chris Wallace yesterday, and he was interviewing Governor Scott, who is soon to be a senator-elect of Florida, Scott. And Chris asked him very blankly, why is Brenda Snipes still in power in Broward County when she was found of destroying ballots? She was found guilty of destroying ballots from the 2016, as recently as May of 2018, that verdict came down. Her testimony given to J. Christian Adams, who runs the Election Law Center, I've been reading it, is it would blow your mind how either incompetent she is or how corrupt she is, or a combination of the both. And Senator Scott was asked point blank, why didn't you suspend her as governor? Why did you not remove her from office and as governor? And Senator Scott completely avoided that question. And this is the problem with the GOP and the Republican Party. They are either too afraid to fight or they don't know what they're fighting. And they need to start fighting to protect our voice. Because it's not Russian interference, it's not foreigner interference, it's not necessarily Chinese interference. Yeah, that has some stuff to do with it. But right under our noses, elections are being manipulated and stolen because of dirty voter rolls and illegal aliens on our rolls and dead people on our rolls and people like Brenda Snipes having an ounce of power. 1 ounce of power and having no accountability for breaking the law.
Exactly. Well, and of course, the courts wasted no time in discerning what she had done. But at this point, you know, she continues to live. How much longer she'll live beyond this? And, you know, and I think that part of the fear is, Megan, I mean, let's face it, we're back to the race card again. Republicans are accused of being racist. And it's like whenever that comes up, it throws them in the fetal position. They have no idea what to do with this. Dinesh D'Souza gave an excellent presentation to the American University here last week that I sat in and watched. And he's laying the history, the right history, the true history of America right out there for these kids. And he told them up front, he says, you know, the thing is so difficult about this. It's kind of like you wake up one day and you find out your parents are not your parents. That's hard, you know, for you to reconcile that in your brain. And so what you're finding out here in American history, because you go, the first question is, how come we haven't been taught this? How come we've been taught that it was the Republicans that led the charge for, for all this racism, when in fact it is the Democratic Party that gave you the KKK and on and on and on. But they have managed to rewrite history. And guess what? The mainstream media, also academia, has given them cover, and they've put it on the Republicans, and the Republicans are like, wait a minute, why are they Velcro on this issue? There's nothing to substantiate empirically or historically that it has been the Republican Party. In fact, it was the Republican Party that led the charge to free blacks during the Civil War, not the Democrats.
Well, right, and you bring up a great point. Like, why aren't the Republicans fighting back, specifically against charges of racism? I mean, when everything is racism, nothing is racism. One of the default answers or positions of any Democrat, activist, or politician is to default to racism. Why? Because that will shut people up pretty quickly.
Exactly.
They don't want to have a dialogue, an intellectual argument, when they can use the race card in order to shield their own ignorance and their own history and past. It is time, way overdue, that Republicans start fighting back. And as soon as they hear a charge of racism, they better double down in their fight and get much smarter, because voter integrity, election integrity, has nothing to do with racism. It has everything to do to ensure that any American, black, Asian, white, Indian, what have you, keeps their voice, because it should be one person, one vote, not one person, 10 votes.
Right, exactly. And then on top of that, let's bring in activist judges that negate millions of votes as routine, because they decide individually that, the voters, they made the wrong decision. So an activist judge is going to vacate those votes, and you know, people don't say anything, Megan. It's unbelievable to me. So, you know, it's the Republican Party, it's the culture, and what happened is that you've got a small percentage of people bullying people, whether it's Antifa, whether it is, offended black Americans, which, was quite interesting. I was watching the interview last night with Michelle Obama. And Michelle Obama, nobody wants to talk about her statements. They just let her make these wild statements about prejudice and racism. And it's like, wait a minute, you're the former first lady. And talk about being disconnected from history. It's like, you know, with all due respect, you need to check the history books. I mean, you graduated from Princeton, and how you speak so ignorantly about history and the suggestions you make about at least 50% of America is quite dangerous, and you're adding to the vitriol when you say you yourself are for unity.
Yeah, it's a complete hypocritical mess. But what the Democrats need us to believe is that we're a divided country, because a divided country can be conquered.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? It's not being American anymore. It's, let's be tribal, because it makes it easier. And to that point, without a doubt. Megan Barth, National Spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placement. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's one of several major wildfires still raging in California, but the Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed at least 29 lives. A county official says six more sets of remains were found yesterday.
Those remains recovered were located in Paradise. Five of them were in homes. One was in a vehicle.
At least 228 people listed as missing in that vicinity. The death toll overall in Florida from the wildfire stands at 31. President Trump, just back from a weekend in France to mark the end of World War I, arguing in tweets this morning again that nations of the world should pay their fair share for protection. The president tweeting the U.S. pays large portions for other countries' military protection while also losing hundreds of billions of dollars in unfair trade deals. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And we got Jordan Goodman, yes, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine. You see, he got so brilliant they couldn't handle him anymore, and they just said, hey, look, you better go, go out on your own. You know a lot more than we do. And so we're always grateful to have Jordan here every other week to talk about our economy, especially in light after the midterm elections. The market is abuzz, huh?
The stock market's soaring based on the results from the midterms. And I think it's pretty much what people were expecting. The Democrats taking the House, Republicans actually gaining a little bit in the Senate, a lot of Democrats winning governorships. So basically, it's kind of gridlock city. We're back to gridlock city. And this is exactly what happened with Obama. Remember when he got elected?
Exactly.
The first 2 years, he had what he wanted. Then in 2010, the Republicans took over, and he pretty much was not able to get much else done, is what right. It gets down to it.
Well, the people are willing to give you a couple of years added, you know. Let's see what you can do for a couple of years. That's a pretty good trial. And the Republicans had their chance at it. But in the wisdom of the body politic, they want some checks and balances. So they figure, okay, let's go ahead. I know what we get with the Democrats, but, you know, let's put a check on this president just a bit.
And that's what's going to happen. I mean, there are all kinds of proposals to have an additional 10% tax cut, for example, for the middle class. Not going to happen, okay? There's right. No way there are going to be any kind of tax cuts coming out of that. No touching of entitlements. I mean, mm-hmm. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, those are what's driving the deficits, but they're off the table.
I was going to say, how do we deal with the deficits? Then
we don't.
Just kick down the roan again, because that's what the Democrats do. And, of course, we say the Democrats, but the Republicans don't seem to have the heart to really
Correct.
Address this. They want to talk
Paul
about
Ryan
it.
Paul Ryan talked about it, but he never did anything about it. And President Trump was not enthusiastic about it either. So The entitlements just keep growing. The deficit, which will be well over $1 trillion this year, will just keep growing. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, the one area it's possible the Democrats and Republicans could agree on something, we both agree we need it, is infrastructure spending. Mm-hmm. For all the bridges and roads and schools and all the things that we need that are crumbling all over the place. The question
does not add to the deficit. Exactly. That's, you sit there and go, okay, well, you don't want to touch any of the entitlements. And so, it's long been needed, this infrastructure plan. Okay, we'll put some, add some more jobs, to the bottom line here, which is exciting. And these are good paying jobs, too. Right.
Well, they are, and we really need these infrastructure. I mean, we don't want bridges falling down and those kind of things, but mm-hmm. it's going to be a matter of financing. I mean, President Trump did put forward a kind of a semi-infrastructure public-private partnership where the public would put up maybe 20% of the money and the private sector 80% of the money. That didn't get anywhere, and the Democrats would try to do the opposite. They're going to want much more public money, and they're going to propose that from the House and the Senate. I mean, there are still some fiscal responsible left, maybe a little bit, then they're not going to want to spend billions of dollars more in infrastructure, even though we all agree we need it. So that's an area where there's possible compromise, but funding is always going to be the big issue there. But from Wall Street's point of view, Bill, they're happy at all this. Mm-hmm. Okay, Wall Street got what it wanted. It got the tax cuts. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of deregulation. Those are the two big things that it really wanted. And those aren't going to be reversed. Mm-hmm. The Senate is Republican. No. They're not going to reverse the tax cut. And then they may slow down further deregulation, but they're not going to slow down the deregulation that's already happened. And a lot of that's done at the agency level, not really with Congress. That's why the stock market's doing so well, and Wall Street's pretty happy about gridlock, because we're not going to take away what they want, and they're not going to be able to put anything new on that's going to slow down business.
What about GDP?
I think it's going to keep growing. We're at about 3.5% now. The two areas that are going to slow the economy are rising interest rates. The Fed Reserve is clearly going to keep raising interest rates, and the trade war. And I hope there's some kind of resolution. I'm not betting on it. I mean, President Xi and Trump are going to meet in Buenos Aires in the end of November, and that's all nice, but the groundwork is not laid for a deal, basically. So if we go into a full-out trade war, that's going to hurt the economy.
Right. Well, I'm hearing that China is blinking. Are they not?
Not yet. I mean, maybe they're in a pre-blink mode, but they're not actually blinking yet. I mean, they're getting hurt. The Chinese economy and stock market has taken it much more in the chin than we have because they're much more an export-oriented economy. But they're, for the most part, standing up and saying, we're going to keep subsidizing our state-owned enterprises. We're not going to lower tariffs. We're going to keep stealing your technology. I mean, they're not changing for these.
Right.
Now, we did get change out of Mexico and Canada and possibly out of Europe by putting a lot of pressure on them. But China seems to be different. Now, if they did, I don't know if I'd use the word concede, but something like that, back down, that would be very, very bullish for world economic growth. And the two largest economies in the world getting along better would be wonderful. And that would be a great legacy for President Trump if he could kind of break through and have the Chinese do some of the things we want. It hasn't happened yet. And if it doesn't happen, we go to full-out trade war and start January 1st.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Mexico and Canada, does the lame duck Congress handle the approval of the NAFTA 2.0?
No, that's going to happen in the new Congress. And in fact, I think the Democrats are going to make it harder to get that approved. They're much more skeptical of these deals than the Republicans. So that's an area where there could be a lot of conflict. If that treaty is not ratified, that could cause a lot of economic turmoil in all three countries.
It starts to unravel everything. And, and the thing is that... it's not like they did such a great job with NAFTA, right? Or otherwise NAFTA would still be going.
Well, people agreed NAFTA needed to be revised. It's been 25 years.
Right.
But if that does not get ratified...
The Democrats weren't going to pick that up.
That is a major negative if that does not get ratified. That's correct. And that could be one of the real changes that happened with the House being taken up by the Democrats, is they are going to be much tougher on ratifying that trade agreement.
Well, they were championing health care. Do you think anything happens there?
The one thing I think could happen in healthcare is some kind of a limit on drug prices. President Trump's talked about that as well. And there's a lot of public outrage that drug prices are too high. And so I think that's possible, that they could have some kind of limit on drug prices, not price caps, but, for example, allowing Medicare to negotiate on drug prices, which was specifically excluded when Obamacare got passed back in 2009. So I think that's the one thing that could help. I mean, we're not going to get rid of the ACA, obviously, with a Democratic House. That's off the table as well. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of in this never-never land where parts of the ACA have been repealed, like the individual mandate, but we don't have a replacement ready, and the exchanges are still kind of in trouble. But you know, there's nothing new. We don't have... If we're getting rid of the old, there's nothing new to go to. So there's a kind of a no man's land, I guess you might say, for healthcare.
But you've already crippled the ACA when you take the individual mandate out.
Correct. And I think
its funding mechanism is dead.
Now, a lot of people this year who are not going to have the mandate anymore are going to say, no, I'm not going to take health insurance. They're going to take a financial risk. Mm-hmm. But that means, and those people tend to be younger, healthier ones who don't have a lot of health claims. So it means that the people left behind tend to be the older, sicker ones who have lots of health care expenses and claims. So this is what they call the death spiral of health insurance.
Right, exactly.
People remaining have much higher health care costs, and the people opting out are the ones who tend not to use it that much. We're going to see that. Right now we're in the period, we're in the enrollment period, and we'll see what happens. But I think on the margin some people are going to say, I'll take my chances. I'll go without health insurance and save the money on the premiums.
Right. And, of course, the people that are most vulnerable are those with pre-existing conditions. Maybe the Democrats will take some of that money that they raised. I mean, this is the most costliest midterm election, I think, in modern history here. All the gazillions of dollars that were raised. Maybe some of the people look at that and say, hey, let's take some of that money and we'll defer it to pre-existing to try and deal with some of that issue.
Yeah, it was over $5 billion that was spent on this campaign. Biggest by
far. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can you imagine some of those Senate seats and House seats, what they were going for?
A lot of money. And I mean, at least the electorate was motivated and had tremendous turnout, so that was good. At least people are part of the, whether they like it or don't like it, at least they were part of the conversation.
So we got to leave it right there until the next time we get together. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan. Where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Get emails from your folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Did you know lung cancer is the second most common cancer, resulting in more deaths than colon, breast, and prostate cancers combined? Lung cancer is complex, and every patient experience is different. Treatment and prognosis depend on several factors, including type of lung cancer and stage at diagnosis. In some cases, biomarkers may provide insights to help inform treatment decisions. With help from advocates like Katie Brown of Longevity, Bristol-Myers Squibb is working to educate patients and healthcare providers about personalized approaches to lung cancer treatment and care.
I know firsthand how lung cancer can drastically turn your life upside down. At Longevity, we believe every patient's journey is unique. Therefore, every patient deserves individualized care. During Lung Cancer Awareness Month and beyond, we stand united with the lung cancer community to support all those who are living with and fighting this devastating disease.
For more information about lung cancer, including treatment options, emerging research, and resources, please visit longevity.org.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
I Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got a real treat for you. With us right now from Fox Business, Fox News Business, is the new anchor and the centerpiece of their primetime lineup. Trish Regan joins us. Trish, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you. Congratulations. You're the anchor. I mean, you are the crown jewel in the midst of this primetime lineup. I mean, you can handle this. I mean, after all, you know, you're dealing with twins and a young son. I mean, this is nothing, right? You got this.
Yeah, right? That it makes some of those strategists we get on the air look pretty easy compared to my 2 8-year-olds and my 6-year-old son. But it's a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun and we're doing really well, Bill. We are beating the competition hands down pretty easily. And we're the most highly rated show they've had at 8 o'clock ever at the network. So we're thrilled. We're thrilled.
What I love about it is that you are so targetedly relevant, and I think that's why people are responding to you. I mean, you are earnestly going out there and pursuing the facts and the truth, you know, like we are here on this show, and, you know, I was looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you, because I just wanted to congratulate you, you know, on all that you've done and what Fox Business is doing here now.
Thanks, Bill. You know, that means a lot. I, people have asked before, you know, are you partisan? And I've said, you know, look, I'm not really partisan. I care very much about the country and the direction of the country. I care about my children's future. I care about, you know, what are the policies in place that will actually get us to the most prosperity. And I don't think that needs to be a left or a right thing. I mean, I look at what the president has done, and I grew up, I was an Irish Catholic, and you were a Democrat, like you were Irish, like you were Catholic, where
right.
I came from,
exactly.
Right? Like, it was just part of the
right.
thing. It was your hereditary identity, period.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I've seen increasingly, you know, really since I first went to college and studied economics, is a lot of those policies that are theoretically designed to help the middle class have done anything but help the middle class. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for whatever reason, the Republicans had not packaged that as well as they could have or should have until along came Donald Trump. And I think that his message resonated loud and clear, even with people that historically had been voting for the Democratic ticket and the Democratic Party. You look at places like Pennsylvania and a number of other sort of heavily union union-driven populations, and they said, wait a second, you know, this guy's making a lot of sense. So in 2016, we really saw, which is what I prefer, that it was not left versus right, but really the person himself and the policies that won out.
Well, I got to tell you, when it comes to partisanship, I would agree. I'm partisan, and I'm partisan for the individual American, that they should be able to realize everything that our founding fathers had hoped for and envisioned when they crafted the U.S. Constitution. It is a brilliant document, and when we follow the rules of that Constitution, incredibly, it seems to go well for this country when it honors the individual. And this is what Donald Trump, I believe, brought, you know, to the party here. And when I say the party, I'm talking about the grander party. I'm talking about the American party. I'm not talking about Democratic or Republican party.
I love that. It is such an eloquent, you know, way of putting it, really.
Right.
And a true way.
Yeah. And that, to me, that's what it's all about. I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, I talk to banks all the time, Trish, they're on the show and giving us updates and everything, and they're so excited. I'm excited to hear about small business development. People who had dreams that they put on the shelf a long time ago said, hey, it's not right. You know, the government's in the way. I've got all these impediments. Donald Trump comes along and he like set the captives free. You know, the dreams that they've been holding that have waken them up, at, you know, wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and going, if only they're now, you know, to me, I'm more excited about that, frankly.
Look, it's not that hard. You know, and that's what, I don't know why it's been so hard for so many presidents, but you lower taxes, you lessen regulation, you strike a positive tone, right? Because the country needs to look forward to something. I covered Obamanomics for 8 years, and it drove me bonkers because there was opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. They were all squandered. And as much as he said, you know, basically, you didn't build that, and business really doesn't deserve any credit for anything, what did that do? That really, I think it actually stifled the country. It made people nervous, business leaders nervous. It made the country nervous. They didn't invest. And consequently, the Fed was the only game in town. I mean, thank God he had the Federal Reserve there for him. Otherwise, we really would have been in, a near depression, because coming out of 2008, those were very scary times.
Well, nothing like having, you know, friends with a printing press that can print up $4 trillion and quantitatively ease you out of your doldrums and your incompetency. Trish, you know, to your point in Obamanomics, it drove me nuts, case in point. And that pointed just to the clear incompetence was the Solyndra issue, for example. Here we invest the people's money in Solyndra because it's a green energy deal. It's all the buzz, and this was all reflective of the Obama administration. So here we dump, what, $500 million into this business? And then right behind it, what did the geniuses of the Obama administration allow happen? They allow the Chinese to come right off the heels of that investment and underbid and compromise the people's investment, and they're allowed to sell solar panels cheaper and basically, put Solyndra out of business. And then President Obama just later on kind of laughs, and which was another deal about, those shovel-ready jobs. I guess there wasn't those shovel-ready jobs that we expected, and he laughed about it.
I know.
And he laughed at the expense of the people.
Listen, I hear you, and it's frustrating. It was frustrating to watch and to see, because as I said, it really isn't that hard. He overthought it, and I think he was fearful, as many politicians are. You know, I recently interviewed the president, and one of the things I was talking to him about was, you know, the whole China thing. And I'm like, you know, what you're saying absolutely makes all the sense in the world, and I'm very encouraged by it, because it's really caused people to rethink how we trade in a way that's quite meaningful. We just sort of took it for granted that we were going to be taken advantage of, and we were on this path to nowhere. And then someone came in and said, hey, wait a second. And he said to me, Bill, he said, you know, I looked at it all, and I saw that in some cases China was charging a 40% tariff or tax, charging nothing. And I thought, how is that fair? And I said, but, you know, no one else took that on. And he said, right, because no one else had this sort of stamina to. They're all a little bit fearful because they're getting, you know, their campaign coffers basically, you know, paid for by these companies that want to be doing business in China. So it's a huge conflict of interest. And he said, I made a decision. I said to myself when I came in here, I'm just going to do what I think is right, period. And, you know, it may not be popular. People may not like it, and the establishment certainly may not like it, but if I think it's the right thing for the country, I'm by far going to do it and certainly try to do it. And so I respect that. I mean, you know, look, he gets himself into hot water at times, and Twitter, you know, is certainly something that lands him there on occasion. But from a pure policy perspective and a work ethic perspective, I think he's doing a tremendous, tremendous job. And I think that the proof's in the pudding when you look at all the numbers.
Yeah, without a doubt. And but this is what effective leadership does. And this is the difference of having a true CEO in this office. I have said for quite a while here, like no other job on the planet. Think about it, Trish. Like no other job. This is the president of the United States, and it's an OJT job. It's an on-the-job training experience. You don't go to Harvard. You don't go to Cornell. You don't go to, you know, there's no classes that you can take to say, I'm going to be a future president of the United States, right?
That's so true. That's so true. But see, that's why the chief executive experience, I think, is a good background to have. We've never really had that. I mean, you have your first businessman in modern history, anyway, president, who's coming in there and doesn't have all the political baggage and all of that, you know, that he's carrying around. Instead, he's going in and looking at things pretty clearly, just like a CEO would. Okay, you know, are we making money on this or are we not? Oh, we're losing money with China, so maybe we need to rethink that. That's a lousy deal. Let's fix it. And people say, oh, it can't be done. And he's sort of like, well, I'm sure as hell going to try. And I really think that that is a refreshing approach to government that we just, you know, we were lacking. We really were lacking. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraged by it. And I think, again, I go back to lowest on employment since 1969, tremendous GDP growth, the market's doing just fine, knock on wood, and yes. I think it all points in the right direction. One other thing, Bill, I would mention is that every time we used to get a good jobs report, like something that was decent, Obama would get out there and he'd say, well, you know, we got a long way to go, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, could you for once act a little happy, a little glass half full? You know, you're the coach of the team, and you've got to keep the team sort of motivated and going. And it would be nice if you'd say something nice about the economy for a change, and you never did.
Yeah, he kind of channeled
the president, you know, is obviously the opposite of that.
Well, without a doubt, because he understands it. He is the leader of the team. He's the coach. Like, as you say, well said. And then I think in part Barack Obama channeled the Jimmy Carter, you know, perspective of the half-empty glass, as you say. The other thing I thought you were going to mention was that what also came with the Obama numbers was an asterisk. And if you remember, each time, you know, 30 days later, the number they gave us always went down. It never went up. You know, but with Donald Trump, there is an asterisk, but it goes up.
Isn't
so,
that great?
You know, it's like, can we do the math here?
It's about time. And, you know, for him to try and take credit for it, you know, you know, and I've had strategists go, I like both sides, even if I have to, you know, tell the other side they're dead wrong. But I like to hear both sides. I think it's important for viewers to hear it all. But, you know, I had a Democratic strategist on the other day who was insisting that this is somehow all Obama. And I'm like, hello, guys. I'm sorry, but, you know, I was there on the front lines of all of it, and it was not his policies. His policies actually held us back significantly. It was getting rid of his policies and reversing his policies that made the change.
Well, she is primetime Trish Regan at 8 p.m. Weeknights on the Fox Business Network. She anchors the new primetime business lineup at Fox Business. And congratulations once again, Trish. Thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to continuing the conversation if we can, when you can, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life.